The details of former State Senator Brian Burke's plea will be released on Wednesday. He had been set to go to trial in 3 weeks. Burke faces 13 felonies. He was charged 3 years ago with forcing employees to do political work on state time and illegally soliciting donations at the Capitol. He's also charged with claiming daily expense reimbursement for days when he was not in Madison. Jay Heck directs the political watchdog group Common Cause of Wisconsin.
There's finally some resolution to the most serious criminal political scandal in Wisconsin's history.
Heck says it's not surprising that Burke would reach a plea instead of going to a jury trial. He says that's what happened the last time a Wisconsin legislator was charged with violating state ethics laws more than 15 years ago. Heck says that if the end result of this investigation is only that Burke and others are punished, the state still hasn't accomplished much.
Because the same rules that were in place when Burke and the others were going after this money, and it was the perceived need for huge amounts of campaign money that brought about this scandal in the first place, that hasn't changed. The circumstances haven't changed, the rules haven't changed, and if anything, the money chase has become even more enormous and more frantic.
Heck says it's hard to know whether Burke's plea will set any precedent for other lawmakers facing charges. Those include former Senator Chuck Kawala, former Representative Stephen Foti and Bonnie Ladwig, and current Representative Scott Jensen. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.